This is James with Automotive News. So, apparently, Bugatti made a new Chiron Sport. Pretty much all they did was change the seat, spoiler, and give it new windshield wipers. The old ones were made out of steel or something like that, and now they just added carbon fiber to them. And, oh, did I mention the $3,000 extra price tag for just the savings of 18 kilograms of weight? Really, really weird. Also, now that electric cars are a massive topic, GMC has been starting work on an electric truck. I don't really understand why anybody would need an electric truck, but apparently people want them. Fiat, on the other hand, is in some government trouble. They were messing with fuel economy requirements. And they ended up having to pay the government $77 million for what they did. Also, apparently, Hispano Suzia is returning. They're making an electric car that looks exactly like the 1938 Dubinet Zienna. It's one of the most stunning looking vehicles. Porsche decided to go put a V8 in one of their Panameras. Going to end up having 550 horsepower with way too much torque, but all that comes at the $155,000 price tag. But then again, you can't complain with a twin turbocharged V8. And the regular luxury vehicle, the Chevy Tahoe, is going to get a revamp. 1,000 horsepower for the sport version. That's as much as a Bugatti Veyron, for context. The regular class V8 is just going to have 810 horsepower, which is still insane amount for a V8 engine. 6.8 liter V8, forged internals, which is really nice, but Ford, they can really piss you off. They decided to make an electric Ford Mustang. You can't have a Mustang without a V8 engine. It's just not a Mustang. I'm sorry, but you just can't have it like that. And then, apparently, Amazon bought an electric car company. Well, not electric car, electric truck and SUV company. I forget the name, but I'm going to search it up really quickly. And the name of the company they bought was Rivian. They bought it a couple weeks ago, and I see it as a great investment for them. Hopefully it turns out well, because I can see electric SUVs, but not so much trucks. I mean, again, trucks should have a normal gasoline engine. That's just my opinion, though. You don't have to listen to it. Well, that's all for Automotive News. And I don't really have any more news subjects to talk about on Automotive News. So, that is it.